Hello, this is Candace Burke, host of Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio Silver City, New Mexico, Kuru 89.1 FM, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. Today's guest is Ted Pressler. Ted is here to talk about the September 15 Silver City debut of the film Walking with Herb, and also the upcoming October 7th through 10th Southwest Print Fiesta. Welcome to Community Spotlight, Ted.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and you're the co-chair of this fiesta.
That's correct.
Now, what can you tell our listeners about the movie Walking with Herb before we hear more about the fiesta and the website?
The movie Walking with Herb was produced in Las Cruces and Artesia using a local actors and backstage crews. It took about between 40 and 60 backstage crews to put this movie on, which is which is rather typical of the movie industry. In a sense, the actors are just who they are, actors, but the real work takes place in the background. And that's the reason why all of us in our region need to build up our backstage crews. Anyway, this film was based on a book by a retired banker by the name of Joe Bullock. Joe has never been an author, but he is now. And he's an avid golfer. And he came up with the idea of doing a comedy. A comedy is about a golfer who wants to win a major golf tournament. So while he's on a fairway one day, a messenger from the Almighty, played by George Lopez, shows up on the fairway and has a conversation with our banker. And the banker decides he better listen to this messenger. The story is about hope, a story about accomplishing things you want to do in life. It's been very well received. It was actually first presented in Las Cruces in March of this year. The producer and director of the film is Ross Marks. Ross's name might be familiar with some of your listeners. Ross is the director of the International Film Festival of Las Cruces that takes place every year in March.
Yes, yes.
He also is the son-in-law of Mark Medoff, who sadly passed away. And his wife happens to be Deborah, is Mark's daughter. Mark is going to be with us. Ross is going to be with us, and as well as our author, Joe Bullock, on September 15th, we are going to have a ticketed dinner at the golf course. Can you imagine that, having a dinner?
Wow. And George Lopez, will George Lopez be there as the Almighty or no?
No, it's going to Ross and Joe are our guests. And cool. We're going to have we have 20 people right now who are going to be part of that dinner at the golf course. And that dinner runs from 4:30 until 6:15. At 6:15, we are going to depart and show up the WNEMU's Light Hall. The doors open at 6:30 at Light Hall. The movie is free to our public. We hope that people will take the opportunity to come and, one, see the movie, and two, meet our producer, director, and author. It's going to be a wonderful evening. We're also going to have a silent auction with a multitude of different items, like a signed poster, movie poster, with all the participants, actors, producer, directors of Walking with Herb, as well as another poster that's not signed. We're going to have books. We're going to have Silco Movie Club tickets. We're going to have, guess what, a Southwest Word Fiesta mugs, Main Street gift certificates. So try to get there at 6:30 and have an opportunity to look over what we have selected. And we hope people will step up and do some bidding. It's a fundraiser. And as you all know, it's very important for a nonprofit to bring in funds.
Oh, we understand that completely. Then again, George and I aren't golfers. Is there any hope for us, Ted?
I think we hope that you will both attend and come away with a new, let's say, a fresh spirit from that.
Oh, well, this is all very exciting, Ted. I know this must have been a lot of work for you to put this together.
It's a challenge, put it that way, as anybody who has put on events. By the way, our caterer for this event at the golf club is none other than the Iron Door, which resides on 12th and Pope.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, they have barbecue dog there, you know, the resident dog.
So they have great food. I've eaten their food at several of our nonprofit events. They do a wonderful job. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, this is a lot to look forward to, Ted. This is exciting. And you know, so many movies are being filmed in New Mexico now. So this is good for us, having the film.
That's right. And I'm hoping that we in Silver City might impress Mr. Ross Marks in terms of possibly doing something in connection with the International Film Festival.
Well, there's a lot to be impressed by. I think once they take a look at us here, there's no turning back. Now,
I understand that completely, because I came here for 2 days from Tucson, and now it's 15 years of staying in Silver City.
I was just wondering how long you've been here. You're such a strong fixture in our community. But that was that you were living in Tucson, and then you visited, and you never looked back.
Right. That's right. And my story is only one of thousands of folks who decided to pick up and move to Silver City.
That's so, certainly my story and George's story. Right. We fell in love with it as soon as we saw it.
As an aside, I haven't heard from one cousin in 15 years. And last week I received a letter from her, and my address was given to her from a resident in Tyrone.
Wow.
And it just so happens that ties in to our October 2023 festival theme is We Are All Connected.
Well, that's a nice theme. I like that. So tell us now, this segues into our, you know, ever famous, always impressive Southwest Print Fiesta.
Word Fiesta.
The Word Fiesta, which is, my understanding, it's to celebrate all things print, right?
No, that's the Print Fiesta.
Oh, well, okay. The Word, I'm getting these. Okay, you must enlighten us here. I want to hear this is the Word Fiesta.
This is the Word Fiesta, right. We're going to celebrate our 10th anniversary in 2023. We used to be way back in our early history, the Festival of the Written Word, but a certain sponsor of ours in the name of Dr. Joe Shepherd and WNMU said to us, that is too long a title for your event. So we yielded and changed it to Southwest Word Fiesta. And yes, people do get us confused with the Print Fiesta.
Yes, I stand corrected. So I want to hear about the Word Fiesta. Let's get this clarified.
The Word Fiesta, our mission statement, is to celebrate the written and now spoken word. So written and spoken word. And we bring together those who create with those who appreciate, special emphasis on fostering community involvement. That's our mission statement. And we have been a nice small festival for 9 years until our good friend the pandemic hit. And now we had to make a decision. Do we not have a festival? Do we try an in-person festival? Or do we join the rest of the flock and have a hybrid? Mm-hmm. Well, we did hybrid. We had some in person, but before the festival started, our publicity team and others hit the road, so to speak, online, and we sent a message around the nation as to who we were and what we were doing. Result, we had participants from 23 states, and what blew my mind and ours 7 countries.
Wow.
And participants from India, Argentina, Ireland, England, Germany, France. I'm going to get them all. But anyway.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That was quite an eye-opener. I can't say that we had huge crowds from each of those, but it was a door that opened up. And that led us to think about our direction, our outreach. So what we have done is we decided to take our former website, which served us so well over this time being from the beginning of our fiesta until October 21, but we wanted to expand it and take advantage of the fact that we can reach beyond Silver City, beyond Grand County, beyond the Southwest. So when you folks open up the new website, which is at www.swwordfiesta.org, you will see this brand new website. Website embraces 3.5 months of brainstorming with a wonderful webmaster by the name of Chris Uribe, who lives here in Silver City.
Oh, yes.
And you open up our website. First of all, the first thing you see at the top is a navigation bar. It goes through all the things that you can experience by linking onto those navigation bars. And let me take a few minutes to talk about what's contained there. Let's say you hit home as a link. You'll see on that link an article called 17 Places to Write in Silver City. You will see an ad for Walking with Herb. You will see a familiar placard from the Visitor Center called 101 Things to Do in Silver City. You will see articles from some of our favorite locals, like E. West Bessier, Bruce McKinney, who writes in the Silver City Daily Press, Tom Hester, who writes in The Independent and does book reviews.
Excellent.
We have a lovely lady who has a ranch with her husband by the name of Jennifer Douglas.
Oh, yes, Jennifer. We've had her on, too.
Two S's in her name. And she, well, let me tell you a quick story about Jennifer and the fiesta. She did an article which was placed on Facebook about a raven. And one of our members of the steering committee had commented, "That's wonderful, Jennifer. That's just delightful." Well, that caught my eye. And I read this article about the raven. And at the end of the raven story, she makes a comment about nature and humans. And that statement was, "We are all connected." Boy, what a segue that is.
It's a wonderful segue.
So it's her article, The Raven, is on our website. We're hoping that she'll, as we move down the line, we'll add more and more of her articles on our website. And speaking of that, this is not a dead website. This is an ultra active website. We want people to take a look at this, let's say every 2 weeks, because we're going to keep adding things, items to this website. One thing that you'll also know is something called a bookshelf. Originally conceived, it was going to be a bookstore. But then I thought, we don't have the staff nor the inclination to deal with inventory and monies and so forth. Bookshelf is a free service to authors. Free services give us a high resolution cover and a description and where the book can be purchased, and we will put it on our website. Again, it's free. It's a service to literacy. Go and check that out. You'll see, I think we're probably between 12 and 15 authors, and we're planning to put more and more every week on that bookshelf. And it doesn't make any difference how many books one author has. If they want and they're in print, we'd be more than happy to put it on our bookshelf. We have archives of interviews from people like Peter Riva, Monica Ortiz Uribe, no relation to Chris, Cynthia Orozco, and Chris Neri. We also have some interesting links. The first link, it happens to do with my background of having been a Tucson resident, Poetry Center, one of the biggest and most prestigious poetry centers in the country, happens to be the University of Arizona's Poetry Center. It's a link on our website now. The other thing is we have one of our past participants by the name of Daniel Chacon, happens to be a professor at UTEP, University of Texas at El Paso, and he teaches creative writing. Daniel and I had lunch a few months ago, and we discussed what he does with UTEP and told him our appreciation of what he's done with us for the fiesta. He does an interview called Wow, Words on the Wire. Guess what? That Spotify link is also on our website.
Excellent. And we have so many talented writers and poets in Silver City. I'm just astonished. Present company excluded, there is so much talent here.
Well, we do it more and more. Speaking of which, I've been asked over the 9 years that I've been with the fiesta, countless times asked, who runs this fiesta? Well,
yeah, who does?
You don't have to imagine anymore, because guess what? There's a section on it called Steering Committee, where you can all go and see who the Rogues Gallery is, what our backgrounds are, and a picture, including some of our authors. So check that out. That's will give you an eye-opener as to who the brains are behind this fiesta.
Ted, give us the dates again for the Southwest Word Fiesta.
The actual 1 week-long festival will be October 23rd to 29, 2023. Again, the theme is We Are All Connected. So we are going to start working on that next month. Again, it's 23, not this year. It's a biannual event.
You can clarify this, because the print festival is a whole different fiesta.
Right.
What else can you share with us as we learn all about this?
We are going to try to have an activity. I have to use the word activity versus event. Activity once a month as we move towards October 23. To give you an example, Danielle, the director of the WNMU Museum, is going to do a hybrid presentation on the Membres pottery that resides in our museum. We're hoping to do activities regarding photography, journalism, even something called chess. Stay tuned for that one.
Yes.
And meditation, and the list goes on as to what we believe we can do. I should not fail to mention a major change. This website is bilingual. So our Spanish-speaking folks here and below the border and beyond, I even say that also might include Spain. How about that? So we're very excited about doing that. As you listeners may or may not know, WNMU itself has a link to 5 Mexican universities, and we want to tap into that relationship as well.
Excellent.
I'm sure there are writers there that we've never heard of, and we'd like to interchange our writers with theirs. So it could be a very exciting adventure for all of us.
Yeah, just hearing about this really is exciting. I really appreciate you being here to share all this.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to do so. And we hope our local folks will tune in, number one, to see a free film on Thursday, the 15th, this Thursday, 6:30, the doors open up, and come enjoy the film and our producer and an author. A little bit more about our website, if I have the time.
You do.
We have something called The Right Stuff. The Right Stuff is a section devised by none other than a member of our steering committee and local author, Chris Neri. She's doing workshops on writing, several of them. I think there's four that's coming up. We're planning to have more of these workshops. In fact, our good friend, Daniel Ciccone, I mentioned, he teaches creative writing, and he is doing a workshop there. We're hoping to bring him here on the occult. How's that for an interesting twist?
Wow, that's very interesting.
So we inaugurated a poet laureate position for our website and for the community. And this position it takes place every 2 to 3 years. Our current poet laureate is Allison Waterman, who lives in Silver City. And she's doing a great job doing reading poetry, not only just locally, but also with the elementary schools and so forth. So we're very happy and pleased about that. There's a section on this website called SCID, as in David. What's that? It's Silver City in Depth. This section will deal on what we do and who we are in our community. I'll give you an example. Light Air Space has a beautiful, beautiful newsletter. You'll find that in our section SCID, and we encourage other people to email us, email me, as a matter of fact, at pressrub@gmail.com. We would encourage you, if you're a book writer and have a book that you'd like to have us put on there, please send it to us. The latest in the art world, we want to put that on our website as well. A number of years ago, we had a gentleman who had we call a forum. It was an interchange of ideas that all locals could put on the air. Well, it's back. We have a section called Forum, and that allows our viewers, readers, anyone else who has an idea they want to share with us. What's your favorite book? What genre do you enjoy reading? Why don't we have more authors? And so, I mean, the list goes on. And we're going to have one of our steering committee members do that interface with those people who participate in our forum. So.
Well, again, Ted, thank you so much for being here, and keep up the great work you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. It's what we do. You know, the town of Silver City, like so many of us, it kind of grabs us. We retirees do not retire, really.
No, George and I are evidence of that.
Right.
No, Silver has a way of just. You know, just inspiring us to keep doing all the work that's necessary to build community.
Yes, I agree. I agree. We have 55 nonprofits in this little town of 10,000.
That's really incredible. That's what really inspired us, for sure, is when we got here and we saw all the nonprofits, the profits and advocacy groups, we were just astonished. And that really did lead us to a lot of community work, including here at the station. And we're very grateful for that.
I'd like to just do a plug for a couple more things, Candace.
Oh, okay. We have a few minutes.
I'm a member of the Western Institute for Lifelong Learning, and I've been a member of that for at least a decade. I also teach classes for Will. And starting next month, I'm doing a series called Films of Federico Fellini.
Oh, Fellini.
And then in the spring, I had to cancel it. I'm going to do the history of chocolate.
Well, I have a feeling, I don't know, see, between chocolate, Fellini, I think I'm going to have to go with chocolate for sure. That's so cool.
And last but not least, I'm a member of the Silver City Community Theater, and we're going to be doing next month 12 Angry Jurors. Based on a book by Robert Rose called 12 Angry Men. So to be politically correct, it's now Jurors.
Fascinating.
We're in rehearsal right now.
Well, thanks again, Ted.
Thank you.
Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. and also is available online at gmcr.org. You're listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Be well and happy.